This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
It's all good. How many times have you heard that phrase, when something did not go as planned but works out in the end? So many things in life play out that way. There's a lot of twists and turns, and somehow it all works out. While that is certainly a wonderful and comforting principle, that God works all things for good, the cautionary point in how it all works is that God works it out for good. In philosophical or theological terms, there's almost a theopragmatism that God is entitled to because he is sovereign, holy, and eternal. But pragmatism essentially means that the ends justify the means. You've probably heard that before, right? Stated simply, it means that it doesn't really matter how you get there, just that you got to the right place. In small or big ways, we live with pragmatic choices every day. Whether in basic driving route decisions to business decisions to how theology informs our life. We live with this tension when we, as Christians, try to live our lives with practical theology, yet we have decisions to make that impact our futures and our families, among other things. We know that business deal isn't quite exactly in line with our company's vision, but our company needs the money to survive, so we make pragmatic decisions. We must in order to survive many times. Life isn't full of perfect black and white decisions that can be made purely objectively within biblical standards, and we are 100% certain they are right. Rather, we have guardrails with small shoulders on the road where we make decisions that aren't perfectly in the lanes, they're on the shoulder, but we think they're inside the guardrails. It happens daily to Christians in the business or work world. Sound familiar? See, this is one area that I think the church could do a better job of addressing in a practical manner. I've heard many sermons that gave the black and white objectivity, but did not really deal with real-world situations that are much more gray and tricky. See, the business person in the pew largely understands the extremes of pragmatism, but what about the little nuances, the daily decisions that don't quite have a perfect answer? Now that's the difficult stuff that's not easy to answer. What about politics? There's a certain sense of pragmatism that must be considered, for last time I checked, broken humans run for office and there's something wrong with every one of them. So what do we do? Is pragmatism bad? Is any compromise wrong? Well, the truth is I can't answer that for you. Sure, if you're a leader, there will be a line of people waiting to tell you everything you did wrong and how you've compromised. Of course, that's easy when someone's armchair quarterbacking. The best advice I can give is to continue in God's word, pray for wisdom, work on building character and integrity, and then make the best decisions you know to make. Sometimes those decisions will be a bit pragmatic if you live in the real world. Sometimes you'll make wrong decisions. In fact, a study of the CEOs of the largest companies indicates that they claim that 50% of their decisions are wrong, but the strength that they have is that they can actually make decisions. Isn't that interesting? So the truth is, if you're a business leader or you have responsibility, you will probably make some pragmatic decisions, and some of them will be bad. But with the Holy Spirit's help and a commitment to living with a biblical worldview, we can mitigate those bad decisions and allow God to work where we are weak.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at WDCXradio.com.